T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mayor de Blasio once again addressed the uncertainty of in-school learning at his daily coronavirus briefing today, and he spoke about layoffs for city EMTs and paramedics. A lot to cover today, so we'll get right to WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. She joins us to talk about it. Marla, first, just a day after the teachers' union threatened a strike over unsafe conditions, the mayor delivered a pledge about schools. What did he say?
Right. He held up this pledge to ensure that schools are safe to reopen. It includes several promises that schools will have proper PPE and cleaning materials and electrostatic cleaning each night. And there will be nurses at every school. And he says that the ventilation systems will be checked and the inspections will be made available to the public. He's under a lot of pressure from the powerful school union to make sure that schools are safe and that teachers feel okay to return. As of right now, they don't, but there are 3 weeks yet to go, and the mayor says they are doing everything in their power to get this PPE to schools, to get kids back in the schools, because he says they have been traumatized by the shutdown and they need the support that can only be found in the classroom. So obviously this is a battle that will play out for the next 3 weeks as the two go back and forth on whether or not it's safe to have some in-classroom instruction.
Well, today the mayor also addressed the possible layoffs of EMTs and the scathing criticism he got from the union representing them. So what did he have to say about that?
Right. So the mayor's doomsday budget calls for 22,000 layoffs, and no department will escape unscathed. We learned this morning that there could be 400 layoffs among the EMTs and the paramedics, the heroes of the coronavirus response. They were the first ones on the scene and got people to hospitals, and some paid for it with their lives. Four EMTs contracted coronavirus and died from it. Three more took their own lives under the pressure of having to deal with the crisis. The head of the union is warning that response times will be much longer, that they're already long as it is because the department was pared down in the last round of budget cuts. And he said that the mayor will have blood on his hands. Now, the mayor said that he does not want to lay off a single city worker because they do such important work. But he said that there will have to be some personnel cuts. There will be have to be some cost cutting. And he says that he wants to hear from the unions their cost cutting measures. Now, we spoke to the president of the union, and he said that he had not been approached by the mayor. He said the mayor is being disingenuous about working with the unions on these layoff threats. But the bottom line is the mayor keeps saying that the city needs some sort of federal stimulus, where it needs borrowing authority from Albany in order to avert this crisis, those 22,000 layoffs come October.
So a lot more to come on these stories. That's our WCBS reporter Marla Diamond with the latest from Mayor de Blasio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.